You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Hey there, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest episode 29. And thank you very much for tuning in. It is good to be back after a week away last week. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And you can also find the show on Twitter or Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. So this past weekend, my wife and I, we took our youngest to go see the new Super Mario Brothers movie. Charlie had no interest in seeing it, which I take full responsibility for, and feels like I kind of failed him as a parent. Regardless, though, the three of us went, and we had a fantastic time. The movie was an absolute love letter to Mario and Nintendo, and you can tell that the people involved really have a deep love for all of those characters. It's faithful to that world and those characters. It does a great job of visualizing the Mushroom Kingdom. It's got some funny jokes, and it features loads of little Easter eggs for Nintendo fans, both young and old like me. One of the great things about Mario is that he has almost universal appeal. Whether you're 5 years old or 25 or nearly 50, you probably have a love or at least a fond appreciation for these characters. Now, there are some people online who are getting hung up on the fact that the movie didn't do great with critics, despite being a huge, huge hit with audiences. And I really think that the geek army could probably set down their pitchforks this time. This movie, let's be honest, it wasn't made for critics. It's made for Nintendo fans. But that doesn't make the critics wrong. Is there a great story here? No, there isn't. Are there, you know, surprising plot twists or emotional character beats? Not at all. If I disconnect, you know, 8-year-old me wearing his Super Mario underoos, if I disconnect him from my feelings about this as a movie, is it really that great of a movie? Probably, like, not. But that's okay. Not everything has to have some deep meaning or amazing story or tug at your heartstrings. I am a sucker for nostalgia. And I have no problem with that. And I have no problem with this being a 90-minute animated commercial for Nintendo. I will smile nonstop throughout it. I will squeal like a dummy when I see Yoshi. And I will have a great time. And if you love Mario and Luigi as well, you probably will too. I have talked before on this show about how much I love food. I probably talk about it too much, maybe. Next to video games, food is what brings me the most joy in life. I love cooking at home for my family, and I love going out to discover new restaurants around town, something that the Twin Cities is becoming increasingly famous for. And so I was pretty excited when I saw the trailer for Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. It is a combination of my two favorite things, after all, a video game about running your own restaurant and creating new dishes. Sign me up. So the game begins as you've just taken over a recently closed restaurant, and you're teaming up with your pal from culinary school to fulfill your dreams of opening your own place. It's a few days before opening, and you need to start building your menu. And when it comes to recreating the experience of running a restaurant, I think the game does a good job of covering the basics. You need to place an order for ingredients from a number of different vendors, taking into consideration things like price, food quality, and buying from local suppliers, all of which will affect your reputation. Then you need to create a menu. Before a dish can be added to your menu, you need to cook it at least once yourself. And this involves following the steps in your recipe book with a series of simple actions that I wouldn't exactly call mini games. You know, they're more like quick time events, I guess, if you're familiar with Shenmue or any game that was real popular about 15 years ago. To chop ingredients, you simply press down on the analog stick over and over. To stir, you rotate the analog sticks in a circular motion, and so forth. And it really doesn't get much more complicated than that. And, you know, I wish that there was a bit more skill involved, you know, timed button presses or just something that would, you know, make it more satisfying or would affect the quality of the food that you produce. But as it is, you just need to worry about doing the steps in the right order and doing things like stirring, you know, frequently enough to avoid burning your sauces or whatever. And once you've produced all of the elements of your dish, you bring it to the serving counter and present it to the waitstaff. And this brings you to one of my favorite parts of the game, which is the plating. Once you create a dish for the first time, you're given the choice of serving it as is or doing all of the plating yourself, which will create a new template for all the future orders of that dish. And I love playing around with this part of the game, choosing the right plate, arranging the different elements around the dish, saucing in creative ways. This part really lets you get creative more than anything else in the game, and you can unlock lots of new elements to use later in the game, like different garnishes and new techniques. Once you've got your first menu figured out, you can open for business. Customers arrive, they place their orders, and you need to get things served up hot and fresh in a timely manner. Or not. Another thing I really like are the options that you can toggle on and off to make things easier for you, like the ability to never burn your food or overcook it, or to limit the number of customers ordering at once. There's a lot to play with to make things more comfortable for how you want it, and I really appreciate that, and I used it because it's really easy to get overwhelmed when you're trying to keep everything straight. You're stirring pasta sauce while checking the lasagna in the oven, while washing the pots and pans and chopping vegetables. It can be a lot. It does get easier, though, as you progress and as you level up. You eventually get to hire on new staff who you can assign to, you know, wash the dishes for you or to help in the kitchen. And when they first start, they're limited to basic prep, like chopping vegetables. But by completing challenges, you can level them each up so that eventually they're doing most, if not all, of the cooking for you. And you get to just sit back and dictate what you want them to cook. And they'll handle all the work for you. It's this late game rhythm that I really found kind of the most satisfying. You'll also get to customize the restaurant itself, from naming it, and customizing the place settings to the light fixtures and the flooring. Eventually, you'll get to put your own unique stamp on the place to make it your own. I do wish that they went even further with the customization, letting you really design it from scratch. But as it is, you know, there's an okay amount of options to choose from. The ultimate goal of the game is to bring your restaurant enough prestige to earn a Michelin star, one of the highest accolades a restaurant can earn. And I've had a lot of fun geeking out over creating the perfect menu full of my own favorites like cacio pepe and duck a l'orange. The game does have issues. You know, I wish the gameplay loop of cooking felt more satisfying, and there are quite a bit of bugs and glitches in the game, like everything from dirty pans that'll get stuck in the floor and you can't pick them up, to challenges that just won't recognize as being completed even though I've done all of the tasks, so they kind of get stuck. Hopefully those things get patched later on. And they haven't really been enough to, you know, completely turn me off of the game. I think if you're someone who knows the difference between sous vide and confit, or you can appreciate a well-made coq au vin, there's going to be enough here to really, you know, keep you invested. If high-end cooking isn't really your thing, though, I don't know if this is going to do it for you. Maybe if you're really into other sim games. For me, though, it's becoming that go-to nightly game that I play a service or two every single night before bed, and I'll probably keep at it for quite a while until I get that darn Michelin star. Lastly, this week, before we go, I just want to thank everyone for their kind words following the last episode 2 weeks ago for Trans Day of Visibility. You never really know how people are going to respond to an episode that is, you know, a bit off of the beaten path, not all about video games, but the comments that I received were great, and I appreciate those of you who shared the episode. Like I talked about on the show, the next day we went down to the state capitol. And we had a great time. The weather sucked, but the mood was bright and there was a great crowd and awesome speakers and performers and just a great gathering that showed what a supportive community we have here and how Minnesota is leading the way when it comes to supporting trans people. So thank you for all of the listens and the kind words and the shares. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook, where we go by Midlife SQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing. Thank you.